This is Radio 1. Radio 1. Vernon Kay.
Right, it's time to introduce a man who is attempting something that I literally fobbed off because it was too difficult. I could not do it. Let's welcome Dancing on Ice star, Mr. Comedy Dave!
Afternoon, big man. How are you?
Really good, Dave. How are you?
Happy New Year and all that. It's
yeah.
Been like ages since I've seen you.
Well, it is ages. It's literally nearly 3 months.
It is. How have you been? All right?
Yeah, really good. Really good. So I come back from Los Angeles, Dave.
Yeah.
And next thing I see is you in sequins.
I know. Well, I didn't tell you about this before you went. Firstly, because I was slightly embarrassed. And secondly, because it hadn't been fully confirmed. But yes, as Gary Barlow would say, the rumours are true. I am taking part, albeit slightly foolishly, in this year's edition of Dancing on Ice.
No. When I saw you last week. When I say we, I mean Norman and Gladys,
yeah.
Because I was up north in Bolton.
Yeah.
We witnessed you skating on the ice.
Yes.
And my dad, I'll tell you what, Dave, you know
tell me what Storm and Norman said.
No, well, my dad has kind of, he's kind of bromance, I'll be honest with you. You know, he's an avid listener to the breakfast show, and he loves you and he loves Chris. So when he saw you skating on, he was like some kind of proud father.
Oh, that's nice. You never tell him the feeling's mutual. I always enjoy a beer with your dad.
He saw you and he just like a Cheshire cat, and he said, oh, he had that shirt on last time at One Big Weekend.
I tell you what, I didn't. because I can honestly say I may have had a similar black shirt, but I've never, ever had a shirt until this whole Dancing on Ice experience that actually buttons up underneath your Jedwards.
Right.
Because that's what these things do. You may know this, obviously, from your own recent experience of such a show, but in order to get those shirts feeling tight, you sort of step into them. They're like shorts and a shirt all in one combo. They're very odd.
It's like a mini baby grow.
It is like a baby grow, yeah. As I say, I've not seen those little fasteners since Nicole was in those one-piece things a few years ago. So all that training with whipping them off for nappy changes has come in handy for me and my outfits.
Right, so you've got the sequins.
Yeah.
You've got the old meat and two veg strapped up, high and tight.
Check.
Yeah, that's all in there. You've got the trousers that they've got elasticated bottoms that go under your ice skates.
Yep.
You've got your knees bent.
Yes.
Now, at this stage, Dave, this is where I said, you know what, I'm 6'4", and I'll be honest with you, as an introduction to the American audience, I don't really want to be falling on my backside looking like a drunken giraffe, thank you very much.
It could have been TV gold, though, couldn't it?
It could have been a YouTube sensation.
So the thing is that you will have heard this already, until I started all this ice skating training, I had no idea that the single most important thing with every aspect of ice skating is to have your knees bent. I never knew this before. And this is the first, I can honestly say, for the first time in my life, is being short is actually a massive advantage. And this is something that actually, and I feel your pain, because being a big lad as you are, being tall on the ice, it can be difficult.
It's horrible. There's no other word to describe it. It's a physical and mental nightmare. It's horrible.
It's to do with your centre of gravity and all that. It's something, you know, it's Dominic Cork, who's taking part in the show. You know, he's a big, tall lad like yourself, and you know, it is. It's difficult, and it's something you have to fight a lot harder for.
Yeah, I mean, ugh. So your routine, can you tell us what music you'll be dancing to tonight?
Do you know what? I don't think I can. I genuinely don't think I can tell you the music for tomorrow night. No, I can't. In fact, I can't even give you any clues.
Oh.
It's a bit obscure,
right.
But it's fun.
Okay.
It's fun. It's all good, and it's quite a nice. I think it's quite a nice first routine for me. It's nothing too serious, but it's not full on comedy either. It's
all right,
somewhere in the middle.
So it's not Todd Carty.
It's not Todd Carty, no.
Right, okay, good. And the butcher fella from Coronation Street last week was wearing...
Stephen
was wearing the most hideous outfit.
Yes.
Is your outfit going to be that bad?
My outfit is interesting.
Okay.
We put a picture of it on Twitter the other day. If you haven't seen it, I will text it to you. Suffice to say, I look a little bit like a campfire. Now, when I say a campfire, I don't mean a campfire that cowboys would sit around. I mean a camp... fire.
Oh, like a...
It's a bit like an effeminate flame.
Right. So if John Barrowman, Louis Spence, Graham Norton were to roast some marshmallows, you would be the man in the middle.
Imagine if Louis Spence had to design a new Calla gas appliance.
Right.
It would look a little bit like what I'm wearing, right, with some black trousers over the top.
I'm with you. I get the gist, yeah. Are you confident, Dave? Because confidence is key on the ice.
Confidence is massive. I think, you know, the one thing that I've learned throughout all this is that the biggest challenge in the competition is not between me and the other people taking part. It's between me and my own self-confidence. And if I can stop my legs shaking like jelly, which is what they've done in some of the rehearsals, then I'll be okay. I know that I can do the routine to an adequate standard, you know, for week one. But it's just whether everything will hold out with the nerves. And you know this, you've seen it yourself, obviously, hosting the show recently in the States. You know, live telly and having to put on ice skates or remember all these different moves is potentially terrifying.
Now, I'll be honest with you, Dave. From my perspective, where I was stood on skating with the stars in America, right, there was an element of me, I'd say a greater percentage of me mentally, wanted people to fall over.
Yeah, well, no. I think a lot of people do. It's a bit like when you go to Formula One. You're kind of hoping for a little bit of a crash, aren't you?
Well, you know, health and safety would say no, being the BBC. Yeah. But, Dave, when I'm watching you, I want to see you upright throughout the whole 1 minute and 30 seconds of the routine.
I will do my very best.
And smile, Dave! Smile!
No, smile. Now, this is my biggest challenge, because I'm there and I'm thinking, right, what comes next? What do we do? Keep your bum in, keep your legs burnt, keep your back up, all these things. You're in a really odd and quite awkward position. And yet, at the same time, you're concentrating like mad, and you've then got to smile and look like you're enjoying yourself. And there's an awful lot to concentrate on at the same time. And I'm not the greatest multitasker.
It's a little bit like having a poo in a public toilet.
Correct. It's like that, but smiling at the same time.
Yeah, there's a slight element of enjoyment, but then again, it's just downright wrong.
Exactly. But I've just got to go for it, and we've had a couple of run-throughs this morning in costume, and it all went well. So if I can do the routine tomorrow night, anything like I've done it this morning, then I'll be very happy.
All right. Well, we're all going to be watching, Dave, and more importantly, we're all going to pick up the phone and vote, because we want you to remain in this competition for as long as possible. Even if you're, and I doubt it, but even if you're the Anne Widdecombe of the show, we will be voting. We will want you in that show till the finals.
Well, thank you very much. I do appreciate that, because the thing is, in all honesty, I will be, and everyone will tell you the same thing, I will be absolutely devastated if I don't get through to the next week, because it's been so much training and so much work over the past few weeks and months, is that if it's all over after a minute and a half, you know, and it's not the first time I've said that before, there will be huge disappointment everywhere.
I think Lily Allen wrote a song about that.
She did. Yeah, me and Lily get on great.
Dave, you're a legend. And,
love you.
And you know
you.
What? We love you so much. We're going to be watching. We're going to be voting, because we want you to stay in this competition for as long as possible, because you're part of the family, Dave.
Bless you, big man. Thanks very much.
Cheers, buddy. Good luck.
See you, pal. Bye-bye.